Hey. Hello, cooties.
Hope you are all doing well today, whatever day you're listening to this to.
Yeah.
This is gonna be pretty uncut, raw. Just, I have a couple of notes right here, but yeah, uncut, raw. The exact opposite of me, who is cut and always protected. This is gonna be a little chat about why the fuck AK has been having such a hard time coming out with content. And no, that isn't because AK is having a dry spell. That isn't because me, Monsieur AK, is burned out or anything. It's actually due to things that I can't really control. Which, if you read any of the posts I put out about it, you know about already. Starts off with just the start of the summer, I guess. Like June until literally now. Today I'm 26th of September, recording this when I put it out. I don't like going into personal things all the time, but members of my family live in my house that I'm in. Specifically my youngest sibling has been very, very sick. To the point right now where he's pretty bedridden. We've taken him to a doctor and we've gotten things figured out, but still sucks. And obviously I can't record with my youngest in the house, really. So that's been this past month, really, why I haven't been able to record. Other than that, it has been sporadic times of sickness. Obviously with having a younger one, he's still in school. So during the summer, there's no school. So they were home all the time. And so 5 days a week, basically, I couldn't record unless I somehow got him out of the house or had someone watch him, which I did once in a while, and then on the weekend sometimes he leaves. But yeah, there's that, I guess, to start. I have so much freedom with being an independent creator, and I'm blessed and I have the privilege of having all of that. I basically had to do whatever I want, but I also have to hinge. I'm also hinged on what other people will allow me to do. I think that's the right way to say that. Also, with my father consistently being home due to my youngest being sick all the time, wanting to watch him, also just taking random days off, and he works on a I don't like getting too personal, but it just this isn't too personal, I don't think. Sorry. I'm trying to be make sure I don't say anything like bleh. He works a 5 day, 5 day schedule, so 5 days he works, 5 days he doesn't. And sometimes those 5 days are or were the 5 days where my little brother was not home. Like he'd be out. And then my father would be home, so then I couldn't work. And there was a point in that time when during the entire month, I think it was July or August, where I had about like 3 days total of recording. And I squeezed out six audios out of that, which is about enough for half of the month for what I was making there, but yeah, that sucked. And then recently, what's been happening a lot, which I'm so happy it's about to be fucking winter here, lawnmowers, chainsaws, large locomotive vehicles outside being loud as shit, stopping me from working. I can't really work when there's a fucking chainsaw of a lawnmower working right next to me, so yeah, that stopped a few sessions. Yeah. Second, I just moved down my notes. Yeah, that made it kind of hard, and that also kind of spun how I am where I am now, which is I'm not burnt out. I'm definitely not. I'm still in the creative mindset. Like just the other day, the audio I posted, I think it was on Thursday, was a full improv. That was a full improv off the top of the head, recorded in one session, and I thought I did really good. I thought it was a really, really good audio. But I've been trying really hard to learn how to write better. I myself am a high school dropout, which doesn't really matter when it comes to writing. That just means that my grammar's kind of shit. But I've never really been the type to enjoy writing that much. That's why I like improv so much. That's why I enjoy acting so much. Because I don't have to do the whole process of writing and then reading it aloud. And I've been trying to write, and specifically the exclusive Prince audio that was supposed to go out Saturday, that would have been the 24th, I think. I wasn't even like 3 pages into it at that point. And to this day, I'm about 6 pages in, 7 pages in, and that audio is seeming like it's going to be 20 pages long. And I don't want to improv that audio. I want that to be fully written by me. Because I want it to be like a point to myself. And I have written full audios in the past. There was one that was like Goth Boy Fucks You at a Party that was fully written by me. And there have been other ones that I have written a lot for, but I end up just improving the last bits. And I really want to just sink it into my brain that I can write good enough. But I also understand that improv is how I started all this. My biggest audios are all improv. The Breeding Kink audio, my Roommate's a Lover series. Those are full 100% off the dome improvs. Look, I just have a base concept idea, and then there's a full just send it improv. And that's how I like doing content, because I feel like a very sporadic and in the moment person. Sorry if you hear noises, there are people walking around in my house. But yeah. Sorry, just getting a bit lost. I wrote down in my notes here that I want to gloat for a second. I'm really proud of myself. And hearing you all say the nice things that you say about me definitely helps that. I know that I got into this at a pretty lucky point. 2021, peak of COVID stuff, so everyone was really home. And I know a lot of luck plays a factor into the fact that I am here, but I'm not gonna downplay myself. I know my shit's good. I know I'm good at what I do. And I don't think me saying that makes me super egotistical. I think that just helps me, like put it into my brain that I can be good at something. Because I never really thought I was that good at a lot of things. I was good at video games. And sometimes on music opinions, but that's about it. And to now say that I'm a good NSFW porn voice actor? I'm not gonna say voice actor. I know it is voice acting, but I don't have a ton of credentials for it. But yeah, I'm proud of myself. Anyway, enough about me. Yeah. Where I am right now, September, my situation should hopefully start getting better. My youngest is starting to feel better. My other family member should be out of the house more often. Sorry, also if I'm talking quiet, I don't want to like wake up people in my house or disrupt anyone. I should be having a lot more time to record and to do audios, but as I've said, I want to take some time. You know, try out more writing, just try and see if I can be better at scheduling myself. And due to that, for October, because I don't think I plan on making any more audios for September, which I'm sorry. The Prince audio will come out. It will come out in October, as I said. It'll still be an exclusive. Which means that there will probably be two new exclusives for October if I can make them. The Kink of the Month audio as well is probably gonna have to be skipped again. I'm so sorry to those of you in that tier. I know it's like the major benefit of it. But I wanna make sure that it's something good. And maybe I'll think of another thing around. I do have a Discord channel, I believe, for that tier, if my brain isn't rotten, so maybe I'll write something about it in there. If you're on the Discord server, by the way, you should just be able to link your Discord account to your Patreon and join there. We do a lot of fun stuff, and I update you guys a lot on Patreon stuff. But about October, I think there's probably only going to be two audios a week for the most part. Now, there's a big most part there. There's a big asterisk. Because if things go well, I could go back to doing three audios a week every Monday, Thursday, an occasional Saturday. And I would like to do that because I think I can do that much content because I don't do much else. And I think I can do that But this is just a heads up that there might be two audios a week. I'm gonna try to make them the best audios I can, as always. With that in mind too, there is going to be new scheduling for my content. I said it in a post previously, but I want to start doing weekly schedules. Let me calm down a little bit. Weekly schedule for my content, so it'll be Monday through Sunday. Whatever content is coming out for that week, whatever maybe special things are happening in the Discord, maybe if I have any, like, artwork that I'm commissioning, if I have any, I don't know, if maybe, like, whatever, right? That'll be how it's gonna be, instead of monthly, so I don't have to change shit on the fly to do often. And yeah, that's, kind of about the gist. I'll put a little TLDR here, I guess. The reason why content's been slow, again, people in my house being sick, people in my house, having to be around all the time. I'm not blaming them anyone, like, also, it's not their fault, right? They're just living their lives, and I have a job that requires a lot of privacy and quiet. People being around all the time and stopping me from recording, having a hard time trying to continue making audios, and then I keep feeling like I get stuck, and I can't record, because I have ADHD, and I have a hard time with thinking about, like, I want to record this audio, but then I also need to write, but then I also need to edit this audio, but then I also need to remember to post on this day, and it's like a whole thing that happens in my brain. I want to get better at scheduling. Maybe writing isn't the best for me. And October, there's not going to be any more posts for September, at least major audio-wise. Maybe I'll post, like, a ramble fap if I'm feeling a little horny. But yeah, and then, as I've said, two audios a week for October, asterisk, there might be three, there might be even more, there might be even less, I'm not sure, and weekly scheduling for the month is coming. That was a lot of talking. If you made it to the end of this audio, first of all, thank you. If you've made it to the end of any of my audios, thank you. If you've commented on my audios, if you haven't commented, you don't have to, but just seeing people say that they understand that things happen, it means a lot. Because at some points I do feel a little bit of disappointment in myself when I can't get the content that I promise out to all of you. And to me, sometimes it kind of even feels like stealing, right? Because you're... I know this is probably going to go up on the Reddit too, fuck, sorry. But if you're in the Patreon, or if you, like, donate to me or commission me, and it takes me a while to do things, I just feel bad, especially if it's not in the month span of, like, a Patreon subscription. Because if I promise you 10 audios and I only give you 7, that's like if you go to McDonald's, get a large fry, and you get a medium, you know? That's how I look at it. You got ripped off, basically. But I don't think I should think of it like that, and I don't think a lot of you think about it like that either. And that's just a thing that I need to get a bit better ingrained in my head. I understand that I'm an independent creator who not only runs, what, like, 5 social medias, has to come up with audio ideas, sometimes write them, record them, edit them, fill out, like, make a whole summary, make a whole post, like page, basically, of text for the post, post the audio, promote the audio, and then go back to doing it again. There's a lot that goes into it, and I know there is. And I just thank you all so much for being so understanding of that. And thank you all so much for all the support. I'm never going to be the one to talk about, like, monetary gain or, like, all that stuff, but you've all genuinely helped me out so much in being so supportive and sweet and generous. Like, we have, I think, 13,000 to 14,000 followers on the Reddit now. We just passed 450 patrons. We're at 900 followers on the Twitter. We're at, like, 200, I think, people on the Discord now, too. And I have audios, like, upwards of 60,000 listens, which is crazy. And I could not be here without all of you. Every last one of you have made this possible. Yeah. I say that word a lot, don't I? Yeah, or, or, Anyway, Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you all for supporting in any way that you have. Thank you all for being you. I always like to throw little motivational or funny things at the end of my posts, like in the text. And I like doing that because I enjoy thinking that maybe it makes you smile or makes you feel better about yourself, because you should feel good about yourself. Even in this audio here, where I'm talking about all of this stuff that has hindered me and my work and all that, I still try to make sure that I throw some humor in there and throw some understanding that I am still doing good. And I hope that can maybe convey a bit into all of you, where even if things might be going down a bit right now, in this current situation that maybe we both can be in, or we're both a little bit low, we both know what our highs are, right? We do. Don't shake your head if you're shaking your head. Your highs are amazing, and they're fucking phenomenal. And I want to see you in those high highs again. And if you're in these low lows again, that's okay. We all have lows. I hear a crow outside. Thank you so much for being the amazing cuties that you are. Thank you so much for being you. Much love to all of you. Moi moi. Colon three face. I'll talk to you very, very soon, cuties. And I'll have plenty of updates for you about what's going on, okay? You take care now. Bye-bye. God, I love him so much.